The Whole Works of William Tyndale, John Fyfe, and Dr. Barnes, three worthy martyrs and principal teachers of this Church of England, collected and compiled in one tomb together, being before scattered and now in print, here exhibited to the Church, to the praise of God and profit of all good Christian readers. At London, printed by John Day, D-A-Y-E, and are to be sold at a shop under Aldersgate, the year 1573. The Epistle or Prefix to the Christian Reader. As we have great cause to give thanks to the high providency of Almighty God for the excellent art of printing, most happily of late found out, and now commonly practiced everywhere, to the singular benefit of Christ's Church, whereby great increase of learning and knowledge with innumerable commodities else have ensued and daily does ensue to the life of man, and especially to the furtherance of true religion. So again, of our part, it is both of us all in general to be wished, and especially of them to be procured, who occupied the trade thereof, rightly to use the same, to the glory of Him which gave it, and to the end wherefore it was ordained, and not to abuse unworthily that worthy faculty, either in thrusting into the world every unworthy trifle that cometh to hand, or having respect more to their own private gain than regard to the public edifying of Christ's Church, or necessary preferment of religion. For therefore I suppose the science of printing first to be set up and sent of God to man's use, not so much for temporal commodity to be taken, or man's glory to be sought thereby, but rather for the spiritual and inward supportation of soul's help of religion, restoring of true doctrine, repaying of Christ's Church, and repressing of corrupt abuses which had hitherto or overdarkened the doctrine of faith, to revive again the lost light of knowledge to these blind times, by renewing of wholesome and ancient writers whose doings and teaching otherwise have laid in oblivion, had not the benefit of printing brought them again to light, or us rather to light by them. Wherefore such printers in my mind are not to be defrauded of their due commendations, who in permitting other light trifling pamphlets of matter unneedful and impertinent, little servicing to purpose, less to necessity, do employ their endeavor and workmanship chiefly to restore such fruitful works and monuments of ancient writers and blessed martyrs, who, as by their godly life and constant death, give testimony to the truth in time wherein they suffer, so by their doctrine and learning give now no less light to all ages and prosperity after them, in the number of whom may rightly be accompted and no less recommended to the studious Christian reader, these three learned doctors of blessed memory, whom the printer of this book had diligently collected and in one volume together, enclosed the works, of William Tyndale, John Fryth, F-R-I-T-H, and Robert Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, chief ringleaders in these later times of thine Church of England, wherein, as we have much to praise God for such good books, less to the Church, and also for such printers in preferring by their industrious and charges such books from perishing, for I have to exhort all studious readers with like diligence to embrace the benefit of God offered, and seriously to occupy themselves in marking and following both the valiant acts and excellent writings of the said godly persons. Concerning the praise whereof, I shall not need in thine place to bestow much commendation, because neither is it the praise of men, but the profit of the godly, that they do seek, nor yet the contempt of the ungodly, that they do fear. Moreover, what is to be said or thought of them, rather by their own works than by other men's words, by reading their books than by my prefix, is to be seen. In pursuing whereof thou shalt find, gentle reader, whether thou be ignorant what to learn, or whether thou be learned what to follow and what to stick to. Briefly, whatsoever thou art, if thou be young of John Frith, if thou be in the middle age of W. Tyndale, if in elder years of D. Barnes, matters is here to be found, not only of doctrine to inform thee, of comfort to delight thee, of godly ensample to direct thee, but also of special admiration to make thee to wonder at the works of God, so mightily working in these men, so opportunely in stirring them up, so graciously in assisting them. Albeit divers others also besides these, I say not nay, as well before them as after, through the secret operation of God's mighty providence, they have been raised up, both famous in learning, flourishing in wit, and stout in zeal, who, laboring in the same cause, have no less valiantly or dolently stood in the like defense of Christ's true religion against blunder error, pestilent superstition, and perilous hypocrite, namely against the arch enemy of Christ and his flock, the bishop, I mean, of Rome, with his tyrannical feats, as namely here in England, John Wycliffe, Riggs, Aston, Swinley, W. Thorne, Walter Brute, L. Cobham, with the residue of that former age, and also after them, many other more fresh wits, faithful preachers, and learned writers have sprung up by the Lord of hosts to furnish his field. Briefly, no age nor time hath ever lacked some or other, still baiting at the beast, but especially now, in these our present days, such plenty, yea, whole armies, the Lord hath powered upon his church of heavenly soul doers, who not only in number exceeding, but in knowledge also exceeding, both by preaching and printing, doth so garnish the church in every respect, that it may seem, and so peradventure will be thought this time of ours to stand now in little need of such books and monuments as these of former antiquity. Yet notwithstanding, I am not of that mind so to think, for I bet increasing of learning of tongues in sciences with quickness of wit in youth and other doth marvelously shut up, as is to be seen, to the sufficient furnishing of Christ's church. Yet so it happeneth, I cannot tell how, and further I look back into those former times of Tyndale, Froth, and others like, more simplicity with truth, zeal, and humble modesty. I see with less corruption of affection in them, and yet with these days of ours I find no fault, as by reading and conferring their works together may as soon appear. In opening the scriptures with truth, what fondness can a man require more, or what more is to be said than is to be found in Tyndale, in his prologues upon the fine books of Moses, upon Jonas, upon the Gospels, the epistles of St. Paul, namely to the Romans. How perfectly does he hit the right sense and true meaning in everything. In his obediency, how fruitfully teaches he every person his duty. In his expositions and upon the parable of the wicked mammon, now pitifully doth he persuade, how gravely doth he exhort, how lovingly doth he comfort, simply without ostentation, vehement without contention, which two faults, as they commonly are wont to follow the most part of writers, so now fare the same, were from him and he from them. His replies and answers to Sir Thomas More do well declare in doctrine sound, in heart humble, in life unrebukable, in disputation modest, in rebuking charitable, in truth servant, and yet no less prudent, in dispensing with the same, and bearing with time, and with weaknesses of men as much as he might, saving only where mere necessity constraineth him otherwise to do, for defense of truth against willful blindness and subtile hypocrisy, as in the praxis of the prelates, is so notorious to be seen. Briefly, such was his modest zeal, charity, and painful travail, that he never sought for anything less than for himself, for nothing more than for Christ's glory and edification of other, who, for whose cause not only he bestowed his labors, but his life and blood also. Wherefore, not uprightly he might be then, as he is yet called, the Apostle of England, as Paul calleth Epaphroditus, the Apostle of the Philippians, for his single care and affection towards them, as the Apostle of the primitive age first planted the church in truth of the gospel, so the same truth, being again defaced and decayed by enemies in these our later time, there was none that travailed more earnestly in restoring of the same in this realm of England than did William Tyndale, with which William Tyndale no less may be adjoined also John Frith, F-R-I-T-H, and Doc D. Barnes, both of that they together with him in one cause and about one time sustaineth the first blunt in our later age and gave the first onset against the enemies, as also for the special gifts of fruitful erudition and plentiful knowledge wrought in them by God, and so by them less unto us in their writing. Wherefore, according to our promise in the books of Acts and Monuments, we thought good herein to spend a little diligence in collecting and sending abroad their books together, so many as could be found, to remain as perpetual lamps, shining in the Church of Christ, to give light to all prosperity. And although the printer, herein taking great pains, could not peradventure come by all, howbeit I trust there lack not many, yet the Lord be thankful for those which he hath got and here published unto us. And would God the diligence had been used of our ancient forelders in the time of Wycliffe, Purvey, P-U-R-U-E-Y, Clerk, C-L-E-R-K-E, Brute, B-R-U-T-E, Thorn, T-H-O-R-P, and Huss, H-U-S-S-E, Hierome, H-I-E-R-O-M-E, and such other, in searching and collecting their works and writings, no doubt but many things had remained in light, which now be less in oblivion. But by reason the art of printing was not yet invented, their worthy books were the sooner abolished. Such was then the wickedness of those days and the practice of those prelates. Then, so crafty that no good book could appear that would read the scripture itself in English, but it was restrained and so consumed, whereby ignorancy and blindness to purvey among the people, till at the last it so pleased the goodness of our God to provide a remedy for that mischief by multiplying good books by the printer's pen in such sort as no earthly power was able after that, though they did their best, to stop the course thereof, were he never so mighty, and of furtherancy of Christ's church. Wherefore receive, gracious reader, the books here collected and offered to thy hand, and thank God they thou hast them, and read them whilst thou may, while time, life, and memory serveth thee, in reading whereof the Lord grant thou mayest receive no less fruit by them than the hearty desire of the setter forth is to wish well unto thee and the saints. Lord also grant, I beseech him, that this my exhortation and wish so may work in all, that not only the good but the enemies also, which be not yet won to the word of the truth, setting aside all particularities and prejudices of opinions, would with different judgments bestow some reading and hearing likewise of these, to take what they do teach, to view their reasons and try their spirits, and mark the exposition of Tyndale, the arguments of Frost, and the articles and allegations of Barnes, which, if they shall find agreeable in the time and antiquity of the apostles' doctrine and touchstones of God's word, to use them to their instruction. If not, then to myself them as they find cause, after they have first tried them, and not before, and thus not to deter thee with special process from the reading of better material, I refer and commend thee and thy studies, gentle reader, with my hearty wish and prayer to the grace of Christ Jesus and direction of his Holy Spirit, desiring thee likewise to do the same for me. John Fox. William Tyndale's last words before he was choked and burned at the stake for printing the Bible in English. Quote, Lord, open the King of England's eyes. Unquote.